Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. S. Veeramani is came from Jamia Millenia Islamia Central
Delhi.
University,
yeah,
Delhi.
Delhi.
He came from and talked about education perspective.
Okay. Now I have read about the teaching of English for the lower elementary education. It could be more simple. How it could be more simple? By giving various activities and
okay.
conducting like some variety of games with children like that.
How long was that? Was it like a half day workshop or like an hour lecture in the demonstrations in the
lab? It's like a 1 hour lecture like that.
Okay.
They have allotted me for 1 hour, 1 hour, 1 hour like that.
Okay.
For daily 3 days program like that, they have allotted me 1 hour period.
So how many people actually were participating in that?
More than 50, 60 in-service teachers.
In all from the area, but
yes, this only
mainly
this area,
Karaikal,
yeah.
Karaikal.
Mainly for Karaikal.
The free service, program one time when they contacted in 2008, I think so. Free service, like, yeah, that is Shaker sir, sister.
Our campus.
Ganesh.
Second
our
bench.
Campus.
Second bench.
We went as a resource person for no programs.
Resource person.
Excuse me, you take half in the room?
Yeah. So, even as part of your work here, were there any activities that you did over and above your whatever that you're supposed to be doing as part of the college? So, in charge of shutting down, cover up everything extra?
No, ma'am.
No,
nothing.
Nothing.
Because we caught in that program.
Yeah.
And
okay.
To cope up with the students all the time, they need
okay.
sometimes counseling
yeah.
also too. And we have to take over the students for entire year and all so that I
yeah,
can
yeah.
go.
No, but even within the
campus.
Yeah, within campus, within the institute, there are some additional activity one or two which you ended up doing, which you wish you had not done.
But I'm wishing to do, but I'm
you
still,
want
still,
to
still
still
opportunity should not stop.
But
okay.
We are waiting
problem.
For that to do, but still we didn't get any opportunity to go out of the college.
Want to,
the
but
same
you want
way
to do
we didn't get any information from others.
The ma'am or the it's difficult to know what is happening at all, so not even apply is not. So how regularly do you visit schools as a BEd lecturer here? School visits in a regular
during
the
40 days of
40 days plus
that time we used to go and
40 days first 8
yeah,
days and again
yeah, yeah.
Second total 48 days
40,
teaching
40
practice
40 plus 8
but that is that's for the first year second year
both
second
both,
year also
both first year same
so you go
same way
okay which means in a year you will actually be doing a lot more school visits because you're handling the two batches
yes
at the same
yes
that is mainly in the internship related is the primary school business.
Government
yes.
schools.
Primary schools.
Yes.
Government
primary
schools. Only
school.
Government schools
yeah.
as well as primary primary school.
Primary and that's the main time in which you visit schools. In
yes,
the Tabara, are there any other kinds of school visits you make for maybe research purposes or to study current practices
no, one time
or consultation maybe?
One time we have been allotted as for conducting the national
uh-huh.
survey
okay.
in Kudukin diet and they have allotted us to conduct the research program
at the same
in,
time
in
observe
in Karaikal schools
simultaneously
so
both two
as a field investigator we
the Pondicherry
mm-hmm.
itself we both went
to national
Pondicherry and Karaikal region
okay.
both
as a field investigator
field investigator
field investigator.
Up to first standard to fifth, fifth to eighth standard level.
So what did you do as field investigators?
We have
entire
been allotted
historical background of the students.
No.
No. Actually, they
first
provide
first
some questionnaire, ma'am.
Questionnaire.
Okay, questionnaire. We have to give and we have to collect some information related to school detail.
Okay.
Like the questionnaire.
Okay.
Questionnaire.
School details.
School
details.
Student
details. Questionnaire.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. Please do
so
it.
Collective information.
பட் அவர் பண்ணதுல நம்ம பண்ணல அதனால சொன்னேன்
ஓவரால் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் டிஃபரண்ட் பீப்பிள் ஆர் லைக் ஓகே நான் திஸ் இஸ் நைஸ்
அ கலர்ஃபுல் மீட்டிங் கலெக்டிவ்
இன்ஃபர்மேஷன் அப்சல்யூட்
சோ வாட் இஸ் சேம்
இது ஆப்சர்வேஷன் பண்ணியிருந்தேன் இஃப் யூ லுக் அட் தி கிளாसेस லைக் டியூரிங் தி ஸ்பீச்
Classroom observation, students observation, the activities happening in the school.
How they are doing the activities,
and
the teachers as well as the students. How they are answering the, for those questions. What are the activities they are... Because that time we both went.
All the groups in different directions. All the staff, faculty members and go to a different direction.
40 days we have a meet. We went in different directions of our
age. Nearly?
48 days.
48 days?
Yes.
48 days as
40
well.
40 plus 8.
For every year. For first year as well as for second year.
In the same way, 45 schools we went.
We used to go.
45 schools. For
yes.
For school, 3
exactly.
students
exactly.
or 4 students.
Each day they will observe 3 school meaning.
That's a lot.
Each one.
So 2 observations, ma'am. 2 observations. That time.
No, it seems to me that we are disturbing the program there.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's pretty much what happens when you go on any school visit.
When we used to go visit, oh, they are Thamma, they are
sleep period. But this is a lot of
that form. The
workload and all very heavy, ma'am. And the employment opportunity is very less. And how it can cope up for our students to continue this course. Sometimes so there are a lot of dropouts also there. Yeah. And after
that's
teaching
problem.
Practice,
like
also.
In the college?
Yes, in our college too. Or 2 or 3 students, they'll...
2 or 3 out of 100?
Yes. No, 100 it's not. Only 50-50. The first year and
like
second
first
year.
Like first year, 50 year.
Every year only.
Every year 50 intake only.
Yeah,
intake.
B.A.D. 50, B.A.D. 100 only.
Yes, 2
batches. Yes, 2 batches. The last year they taken only 50 students. That's why only, now 150
they
students.
They have planned this year.
2 batches, 100.
This year only
they
planned.
This
later
information
they
issue.
100. No, so ma'am said that because the latest norms is 100 for
period.
That is the maximum capacity you should go beyond that. So there's a limit of that.
Yes.
That, which is why we're talking. But then now with the BSc integrated courses and event, the workload on Jasi
after.
I think it will also be exciting because it's a higher level.
Yes, because other students, because it's 4 years now. BSc integrated course and all.
Yeah.
Here they are doing the continuing the course only 2 years. If it is
it
so,
is.
After completing these 2 years of diploma, they are going for some other host colleges to go for to do the UG and all. So totally it has taken 5 years. So instead of that.
Yeah, so you're saying that the BA comes after the BA, is it? Or they start with the BA course?
UG,
and
UG,
then
UG, then UG,
and
then
BA.
Then
BA.
BA.
Yeah,
but for us,
integrated.
Yes. But for us, only plus two.
Plus two.
Yes.
So how often do you have staff meetings?
Oh, we have only 4 or 5 staff.
Like meet panel, as a group with the principal.
Yes, yes.
Once in a month.
Monthly
once. So what kinds of
regarding any other extra activities, programs, you have a speech and speak program and children's day program or any other festivals,
Celebrations and any cultural activities.
Likewise, we have to integrate with the period and we have to conduct programs and activities and co-curricular activities like conducting competitions, etc.
Anything, do you have discussions regarding students teaching, academic work?
Yeah, we used to.
Inter-colleges cultural
yes,
activities.
We used to, but what we will do?
Okay.
We used to have a discussion, but what we will do it? Nothing.
Then we will be following the syllabus also.
Yes, ma'am. And here it is Tamil medium. We are having only Tamil medium.
Only
medium of instruction is
Tamil.
Yes, only one subject in English. The students are having majority of background, they are from only Tamil medium, a less number of English medium. For that also they found it very difficult to carry out the competitive exams like CTE, etc. And employment, and they have to secure more marks there also to get employment.
Yeah, but the medium of instruction is Tamil. It's not in English.
No.
Oh, okay.
So only the below poverty.
And actually now government of Puducherry has introduced the CBSE pattern for primary education. But they are practicing over here in Tamil and they are finding very struggle to cope up with the CBSE curriculum there. That also we are having some problems over there. I find that you are the apt person taking our problems to higher level to take some steps.
English level, you have to take in English.
No, but actually this is a problem across the country. Go to the north, medium of instruction is
English.
And we are having exactly the same problem coping with the English.
But taking over the competitive exam, previously they used to take in Tamil medium. But now it has been changed into English medium.
There is no option for this thing.
No, in Pondicherry only they have to take in English.
So but the guide is 50 Tamil medium, 50
That is different, sir. That is their problem.
That's okay.
This is our problem.
When did this competitive exam stop offering?
5 years.
Yeah, Vashima is the only in English now for the competitive exam.
Oh, for 2 years.
3 years.
2-3 years. But often some students have been qualified in Tamil Nadu test also. Yeah. Need not to take employment in Tamil Nadu, but they have to again appear for CTE. That is the biggest
problem.
Yes, they have to clear the CTE. Even the CTE cleared candidate also to take over the examination. Because the highest percentage score, like NEET examination, or like NEET, the highest score people only can get the employment opportunity.
So that is true, but like in the NEET, once you've cleared the NEET, it is a lifelong certificate.
Oh, yes, yes.
Why is it? That's not the way it is.
No, now it has been changed. The rule GEO has been changed as CTET. So they have to take over.
Central government, state government. It's a different system.
Yes. Right.
Tamil Nadu is safe. CTET, TTET.
Completely in English, but our students struggle.
Yeah.
The terms and educational terms and all, they are learning in Tamil, and how come they will clear the centers? So they have to take over some extra coaching classes outside and paying more money for that. They're scared of doing DTL.
No, of course. Perfectly understand.
Yeah, the workload is more and completing the scores and after that.
Is there a time limit in which they have to complete this exam? Or they can just keep trying till they get it? It's like a check.
Yes, they can keep trying. Just keep trying. Sir is from ICT or DLED. And we only 1, 2, 3, 4 and 1 more than maths. Only 5.
Only 5
for DLED. Diploma elementary education.
Yeah. But
you
have
BLED. No.
No,
only in DLED.
Only in DLED.
Ma'am, she's also part of it.
Yes, yes, Max.
So, the in-service training in the journalism was here and then
college. NCU office. Sometimes they conduct NCU office.
2008
Language games in the class.
This is a training within campus.
And the in-service training was for?
first of faculty, primary
in
school
service,
teachers.
In-service teachers.
Primary school teachers.
What was the topic for the first school assistant? Like it's like
staff and primary school teachers interaction.
That itself will be different for Pondicherry and
Yes, ma'am, exactly.
what do you do about that? Do the children identify with it?
Yes.
Do you have any ideas about how to make it more easy for the students to understand relevant to India? Employers, Tamil Nadu, SCRT, but you know there are gaps. There are gaps. Like what, for instance, the most language would be a problem. English would be a problem. Subject knowledge, they identify like social studies, for instance. SCRT syllabus, the Tamil Nadu, how would you want to change that or make it relevant for the quantitative students here?
They don't have social studies, so instead of they having EVS.
EVS. Both combined, social is a separate. But combined by the both science and social.
But you
is
need
combined.
To, sir.
Do you think it is a good idea to localize everything so much? Only number area pati e barchi focus pana jo nalla idea dena.
No must.
According to present day situation, we should make over our student teachers to tackle over all sort of problems, because after completing their teacher education, they have to work in schools and following the same English medium and also the CBSE curriculum, wherever it is, wherever, whether it may be in the private sector or in the government sector, they have to focus.
So also the internet, ICT, once you go online, it's a whole world.
Yes.
Canada version, tell you. Then what do they do? No, I'm just asking because you think...
Sir, nare pannirukanga. Regarding that ICT, you are utilizing for the students.
Yes, sir. Utilized to maximum given effort to students.
Because most of the psychologists tell us
bring them to understand, to prepare and also use ICT for the syllabus content. So, making pictures and creating graphics and understanding about the content.
Yeah, language lab, but still that much we didn't use for real use.
Yes.
Because we are preparing the students
are not able to
yes,
use that ICT lab because of their
language.
Not only language problem.
Language problem, but workload.
They prepare in Tamil also.
Each and every subject, we have to give the one in PowerPoint presentation.
That time they will use school thoroughly.
Only English.
They did it in thorough English as well as in Tamil also.
Tamil, there
was a problem in typing. And moreover, understanding is the problem for English. So that this is a problem. Among the students.
Because it's actually a very challenging career, students, but
yes.
It's also very exciting because you are all at a point where you can make a change if you want to. It's a tipping over. Old syllabus is not working. You, every one of that potential you have now,
yes.
Actually make a difference to the lives of these children. An exciting place to be in. Ideas of the learning, how do you talk about it, how to express it. Pasangal, then a lot of times in the school, you are always thinking only about the exams and other pass, padno, prekyan, or vela kalingano, kalyan maiko, yirkan.
Yes, job.
But it's a much bigger world.
Yes.
In the sense, when you go to that workplace, you're still interacting with other human beings. So, how do you? What should education be doing for that?
Apart from the studies, you would like to improve them bring them to involve in real time
exactly.
life also. We do some other ideas also. But how much it works in their mind, that is you put in mind.
Have you visited the resource centers in a block, resource centers, teacher resource centers in a public
education? Yes. Resource centers is.
No. Pondicherry, I think, Nalanji, I was told there were a few resource centers.
But any resource,
One day, definitely.
Each and every topic you would like to prepare means we are gathering the information from various places.
Yes.
That itself spent
takes,
for one
takes.
Day.
No,
day.
That is, in fact, that is
within
research.
That day, we lost our confidence. After tomorrow, we will lose
one day.
Yes.
Over
and over, full you have collected from the most confidence. Proud.
சார் இங்கே இருக்கு எக்ஸிஸ்டிங் ப்ராப்ளங்களோட மேட்ச் பண்ண போது நீங்கள் லாஸ் கான்ஃபிடன்ஸ்
இருக்கு ஆனால் இல்லை
Only science lab. But we have only one or two computers in staff.
Computers in staff, that also we are only offline. So we used to do only the data also over there.
But then do the students have access to the internet?
Yes.
But they won't find time. They allow five computers.
You can't access it to the ICT lab.
Students have to be in the class. Lot of things is there now.
But we focused on this, we will not get the result. Simultaneously, the content is very much important rather than other resources we like to search.
Because everything, every question will be arised from the content only, the book materials only.
But the search content is still good. Primary content is a textbook.
But
sometimes they will prepare assignments, they will refer books from the library and they will prepare. we used to be.
For example, social science subject related to current affair topics. Then only we're searching for pictures and areas of current affair topic. For example, economic growth and strategic development. Another one, modern economy. Mm-hmm. So, same, and pictures, album collection, so modern areas. Then only searching for internet.
Each and every subjects they are doing the assignments.
Yeah, what are they referring to? They reference material from. They have school books, like that from the library books, they have references and they have
school books. But references both in books and internet website.
Okay, references.
Yeah, making them in research point of view, like that. Okay. Just go out of the book and search material because after completing your course, no, we will not come there and guide you.
Exactly.
Like that. So, in that way, we are making our students to prepare on their own.
Assignment class, they have prepared a lot of things are vague titles, so ancient type of education, before independence education.
Yeah.
It does not give any impact to the students to make them nowadays. What is the practical ability to improve their skills related to the living in our society? How to manage to live in our society? They face a lot of problems. Problems they should face that. Topic also that the type of topic you would like to give. But the book content la vandha adhu mari illa nammala pudusa kuduthu andha mari kuduthamna topic kuduthamna adhu book related ah illa appo vandu andha knowledge vandu endadhukku use avadundra oru
same and the science la only that primary school students are doing some other simple experiments one of the few experiments that only I starting level
is
that citations they are not doing.
Okay. Adosiyama.
Salt analysis, simple salt only I will show.
Okay.
In the primary level they have no need.
Yeah, PBA. Okay. I said that the PBA is small. All the staff can do all the
things. Are there any
nowadays in the Karaikal area they were all vanished because at the time of tsunami only all NGOs are there.
Education.
I think NGOs does not provide any facilities to us.
So what do you think, if just general question about your opinion, what do you think are the main challenges for the state, for the teacher education, pre-service teacher education?
Challenges in the sense, ma'am, the higher secondary examinations are not, students are focused only on merit, that is scoring percentage of marks. They have been habituated like that.
Yes.
When they come to the state of education, they have to prepare on their own means. They find it very difficult to prepare. But the question is there, the students, they got a pass mark in higher secondary.
Even up to
it's
higher secondary.
It's they fail to get percentage in BLED. Why?
Even
so
up to higher secondary level.
The system is fully enna irukena eppadina adu vandu padikino and four questions attend panna poru they get pass mark, but here it's not like that. Let us like the general questions what they have studied indrathu we don't have, the evaluation process is totally different. They won't ask what we have studied in the textbook la padichu kekamaata, it's generalized padichadula they will ask the questions like that. So inge vandu clearing up the diploma and elementary education, most of the students konja vandu scoring high percentage of marks irukku konja kashtama irukku. Once they get clear over na, they have to go for next level. Adhuvum vandu it's a very big question mark for our students. Then employment. It's a very big question mark.
Moreover, all questions are appeared only objective type of questions. Up to 12th standard, up to 12th standard, they all studied with the descriptive type. They all well practiced with the descriptive type of question.
The evaluation is based on only textbook source there. But here it's actually it's different.
Here it's subjective.
From the state board to come here means that
they find it's very different. But sometimes
with CBC
students
the
are not able to cope up with the system.
Our question pattern must be also changed because objective type, there was no objective type of questions they are facing in the
evaluation process. They have to take the examination only in subject
type.
But in
the
secret
like
and other examination,
question, five more questions, all are descriptive type.
Descriptive.
Not in the objective type.
What kind of questions do you ask? Like generally that examples for daily subject.
I design a few tasks for teaching like that. But they will struggle. They have studied like that.
Yeah,
and they will struggle to answer for such.
They do not have talent to sync with the descriptive type to
objective type. They're only,
they
are only
able to answer the exact questions.
They will store the content and from that content they have to take
actual
over.
Actual application is not there.
Ah, yes, application is.
They have
exactly.
They just don't know
that memorize.
Yes, yes.
They don't know how it is, know what. Like, know
yes,
what
yes,
it is,
yes.
Know how it is.
No, yes.
In social science, Lena, I would have thought that something, even school, they will be writing something at descriptive.
Yeah.
The same problem.
Same.
I think just a few questions. Sorry. So, evaluation of video, for instance, the creative questions. How do you evaluate that? Do you have rubrics in place?
Yes, ma'am. More in conducting seminars and providing
the
assignments.
We are giving activities.
Activities.
Debate, discussion, group discussion, observation, 50% is observation, 50% is only exquisition, exhibition every year, field visit.
What is done at one day, the whole year?
Yeah.
Field visit.
According to the criterion for giving them marks, like yavlo panna yavlo marks.
Yes, ma'am.
That
yes. We have. It is allotted.
That is decided.
Textbook. No,
okay,
it is allotted.
It's
it is a
textbook itself, ma'am.
Okay. It is given. Based on the criteria only, we used to give task and assignments.
And then just very quick, two, three very quick questions.
Okay.
More like right to education.
Yes.
And what do you feel about it?
Good.
Everybody's good.
Yes. Good.
Okay. Now the controversial question. No detention policy.
Education policy.
No detention policy. Fail panna kudada pasanga. Like what is no detention policy according to you?
Detention policy.
No detention policy.
Detention policy.
No detention.
Detention policy.
Detention.
No, we need it. Detention we need.
We need to detain students.
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because to improve the quality of education.
Quality in different level.
Quality. We need quality in all aspects, even in
different aspects.
Quality as well as communication skills. Communication skills is enough to improve the quality.
Yes.
It's a basic need.
Yes.
So I think they are planning to review this and bring back the detention process.
Yes, sir. Yes. Now it has
yes.
been applying for primary
NCF 2005
National
Framework
2005
curriculum. In fact, I think that is based on that with the new syllabus.
Syllabus.
Day before yesterday,
we need more.
Taking the class.
Okay,
this is national curriculum.
We need more.
Framework 2005. Just frames some objectives.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
The PM of the program, the Poni ma'am,
Dr. S. Jayanti.
I think after time is I'll come back.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
Dr.
Shekhar.
Dr. Tandavel.
Shekhar.
Team in
Ocean.
Thank you very much. We are waiting for the results. So are we. Thank you so much.
Ma'am,
yeah.